This is TechCrunch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This is TechCrunch.
Nubility plans to roll out 400 LiDAR-free delivery and security robots by year-end. By Kate Park. Last-mile robotics startup Nubility, which makes autonomous delivery robots that work without LiDAR, says that it plans to bump its fleet up to 400 by the end of this year, up from the 50 it currently has in circulation. The goal is part of an ambitious plan that the Seoul-based startup has laid out to boost its business after pivoting no less than 5 times since it was founded 6 years ago, but also most recently closing out a Series A of $26 million. The plans also include launching a new security robot alongside its models dedicated to delivery. Fittingly, for a startup now focused on mobility, Nubility has come a long way from its original product, a haptic glove device for video games. CEO of Nubility, Sangmin Lee, told TechCrunch that it's been focused on developing hardware and software for its latest effort, delivery robots, since late 2019. Nubility operates in a crowded industry that includes peers like Starship Technologies, Coco, Cardcan, and KiwiBot in the self-driving delivery robot space, and Nightscope, which develops security robots. Lee told me that the startup's differentiator is building its in-house developed products, which led to cost-effective and low maintenance, from robot hardware and software platforms to core technologies such as visual simultaneous localization and mapping, VSLAM, and sensor fusion. Many autonomous robots companies don't develop their own hardware, but the essence of self-driving is having proprietary over the hardware, Lee said. And instead of using pricey LiDAR, Nubi uses VSLAM, which allows autonomous mobile robots to perceive their surrounding environment and get visual data from the physical world. Then it builds a 3D map generated by the robots and localizes the robots in that map. Nubility revealed the second version of its autonomous delivery robot known as Nubi 1.5R earlier this year at CES 2023. It claims it has the manufacturing scale to produce more than 100 delivery robots of Nubi 1.5R per month. Alongside the robot, it also offers an API kit for robot monitoring and control solutions called Nubi Go, which it sells on a RaaS, Robotics as a Service, model. Nubility is also extending its robot products beyond autonomous last-mile delivery, with a move into security. Earlier this month, Nubility said it would co-develop AI-powered cop robots with Korean telco SK Telecom and SK Shield Us, a platform that offers central monitoring, cybersecurity consulting, and dispatch services. Nubility plans to incorporate SK Telecom's AI-powered camera and SK Shield Us's security technology into its hardware, and the plan is to launch them later this year. The outfit also recently raised another 2.6 million, 3 billion Korean won, its second close of Series A from Samsung Venture Investment. The extension brings the startup's total funding and the Series A to about $26.1 million, 30 billion won, and values Nubility at approximately $76.9 million, 100 billion won, according to sources familiar with the situation. The company declined to comment on the valuation. The new funding will allow Nubility to commercialize additional robots, advance its RaaS platform, and hire more staff in its R&D team. The firm has a headcount of around 100 people, including 70% focused just on R&D. Nubility already has partnered with a string of large companies, some of them strategic investors in the startup. They include South Korea's two largest telecoms carriers, SK Telecom and KT, Samsung WorldStory, Samsung's food distribution unit, and 42 Dot, the autonomous driving technology arm of Hyundai Motor. Other backers include IMM Investment, Korean retail companies Shinsegae and Lotta, Kakao Investment, and KB Investment. It also works with 7-Eleven, where it has been helping the convenience store chain launch a food delivery service slated to go live in June. Users can order food and small items via apps from Newbility or 7-Eleven. The Newbie will help deliver the ordered items in some limited towns in a couple of cities, such as Seoul and Incheon in South Korea. Most of its customers are in B2B. It hopes that its deal with 7-Eleven will give it a shot at signing more B2C and retail customers in future. Newbility launched a handful of pilot projects to test its autonomous delivery robots in golf courses and camping sites in the last 12 months. The startup now operates approximately 50 robots in 5 golf courses and camping sites to deliver food, drinks, and small items. Those building robots believe that the growth of e-commerce market will also propel demand for their technology. Delivery robots will be a $1.8 billion market by 2028, up from a mere $0.4 billion in 2021 per a recent report.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.